Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mackie Sasser. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Anthony Young. Pitching for the New York Mets, Anthony Young. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second, the second baseman, Jeff Treadway. Batting third, the third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ron Gant. Batting fifth, the right fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Sid Bream. Batting seventh, the catcher, Greg Olson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Belliard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Smoltz. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, John Smoltz. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smoltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Treadway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bream scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McReynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon bunts for a single. Jeff Treadway batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Elster applying the tag. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gant takes first base on ball 4. Pendleton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Pendleton moves to third. Gant moves to second. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bream hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasser hits a fly ball into center field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a line drive beyond short. Belliard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smoltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Anthony Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boston is one for one in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bream scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gant. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Treadway batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Treadway is 0 for 1 in the game. Treadway hits a fly ball into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Treadway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Justice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bream is 0 for 1 in the game. Bream hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Boston. Bream reaches second base with a double. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elster strikes out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. 2 outs. Anthony Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smoltz is 0 for 1 in the game. Smoltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Boston moves to second. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pendleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Treadway batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Treadway is 0 for 2 in the game. Treadway hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gant is hit by the pitch. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gant goes all the way around to score. Justice moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bream is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bream is walked intentionally. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Justice moves to third. Bream moves to second. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justice scores. Bream moves to third. Olsen moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smoltz is 0 for 2 in the game. Smoltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Lemke now playing second base. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sasser strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a pop-up towards first. Bream settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemke bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemke moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gant is walked intentionally. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive off the glove of Pendleton, and into shallow left field. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Keith Miller pinch runs for Rick Cerrone. Chris Donnell's pinch hits for Tony Castillo. Mike Stanton now pitching. Chris Donnell's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Donnell's hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stanton, and towards Pendleton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. 1 out. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bream settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Mark Carrion now playing center field. Mackey Sasser now catching. Keith Miller now playing right field. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bream is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bream hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Hunter pinch runs for Sid Bream. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Belliard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The ball gets by Sasser for a passed ball. Hunter moves to third. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stanton takes first base on ball four. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Hunter now playing first base. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sasser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a pop-up towards short. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.